Justin's Park.
Radio X. News update next.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get a 10-pack of McVitie's Jaffa Cake Original, now £1, down from £1.50. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, Jaffa Cakes ends 24th of June. Club Card are app required.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Police have until lunchtime to question a man arrested after a car hit a crowd of people at Liverpool's trophy parade. The 53-year-old is being held on suspicion of attempted murder. 50 people, including children, were injured on Bank Holiday Monday. Pub landlord Bobby Dix shut his door when it happened.
I shepherded the last few people in and locked up, not knowing exactly what it was, just knowing that outside wasn't currently safe. People got split up, of course. Everyone who was in the pub knew people that were outside, fellow friends, family, supporters. So people were worried and concerned.
11 people are still in hospital. The King's received a standing ovation in Canada's Parliament after speaking about how the country should stay strong and free. Charles never mentioned Donald Trump, but it follows the US president suggesting the country should be America's 51st state. And a third of adults in the UK have had their mobile phone stolen at some point. A study says 29% have had it pinched, up from 17% a year ago.
Sport.
Chelsea captain Reece James admits he needed time to grow into the role after being appointed when he was only 23 years old. The defender will lead out the club in a final for the first time when they face Real Betis for the Conference League trophy tonight. James says being injury-free since January has helped him rediscover his best form.
One thing to remember is, you know, leaders are made, they're not born. You know, I got given the role at such a young age. You know, when I was going through a difficult period, you know, I had a lot of injuries. I wasn't on the pitch so much. But I think, you know, I've grown so much, you know, helping the team, the more I've played.
British tennis star Jack Draper had a big day at the French Open. He made it through to the second round. It's the first time Britain's had six first-round winners at Roland Garros since the 70s. And Emma Raducanu says exposure to the best players in the world will help her develop her game. She takes on French Open defending champion Iga-Von Swiatek at Roland Garros later.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Showers for parts of England and Wales this morning, but there'll be sunny spells as well, a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Chris Golds.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Radio X.
We'll be right back.
forget Give Me Oil in My Lamp and Lord of the Dance. Sweet Child of Mine should be sung in school assemblies. That'd get you ready to start the day, wouldn't it? Guns N' Roses. Right, it's Radio X and I am Sophie Svensson. In for Adam Brown, Chris Moyles and the team are on the way in just about 20 minutes. But onto some new music from Blossoms right now. This is on their Deluxe version of their album. And I think Blossoms are the only band who could ever name their album after an 8-foot fiberglass gorilla called Gary. This is Ace Blossoms. This is The Honeymoon on Radio X.
Maybe that's why I'm distant. I've done some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading, I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever, I could watch you for hours. Couple I have seen, they laughed and drank champagne at 8:30 in the morning, and it made me feel quite sick. Could not be genuine, and just like that, I am myself again. I found my fragility.
pleased to see that they're performing live again. Three shows on the other side of the world. But, you know, good news is good news, eh? Hopefully we'll see Foo Fighters in the UK in a year or so. Not 2025, though, because this year is about one band only. That big reunion in a matter of days. That's it. And to get you ready for it, Radio X Oasis has launched. If you haven't listened to it yet, make sure you give yourself time to. This is just back-to-back Oasis tracks. Fan favourites, B-sides, live tracks, Radio X exclusive performances and loads more. And you can listen to Radio X Oasis now on Global Player, on DAB Digital Radio right across the UK. And you can just ask your smart speaker to play Radio X Oasis. Getting you ready for the biggest reunion of the century. Right, you stay there. Alien Ant Farm and the Man of the Hour next on Radio X.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head over to Bet Victor. They've got bags of offers and promotions kicking about.
Like what?
For a start, all them weekly promotions.
Oh, yeah?
There's the Loyalty Club, the Bet Victor Predictor. And in Casino, they've got the Spinners Club, which is a weekly slot thingamajig. And you can also order food to your door.
Can
ya? Oh, no, hang about. That's a different app.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at Bet Victor. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers on our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SBL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit sblvillas.com. SBL
Villas. Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Get into the music.
That is it from me. Thank you so much for the company. Chris Moyles and the team are waiting for you at 6:30. And whatever you are doing today, have a fabulous day, won't you? I'm going to IKEA with two children to buy three cups and a laundry basket because they've broken them since they've been off school. So your day is going to be miles better than mine. Right, I'm going to leave you with some Stone Roses. After this, the brilliant latest one from Sam Fender. This is A Little Bit Closer on Radio X.
Yeah. Radio X.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330 33 33 100.
Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Great Britain, and hello to the rest of the world.
It's Wednesday already.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's great, I love it.
Oh, lovely.
I love it. I think it's the future. Monday's off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd happily work Fridays, wouldn't you? I like
Fridays. Fridays are fun.
Yeah. I like Fridays. Mm. But then if you had Fridays off, would Thursday become Friday?
Well, this is it.
I do like... I've very much enjoyed these these Mondays off.
They're nice, aren't they?
Like today, it's Wednesday already. I'm loving this.
It's great.
Then it's Thursday. I'm not here Friday, by the way.
No.
I have a personal matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not on the radio on Friday. But Toby will be coming in to do the show.
Yes. That's it.
Toby's had a week off to recover from the Liverpool parade and the and celebrating and drinking and whatnot.
Yep.
And so he's going to come in and do the show on Friday. And then I'll be back Saturday and then Monday next week and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and the podcast. It's going to be great. Oh, podcast. Yeah, forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I need to record that.
Oh, yeah.
Make some notes as we go today.
It's because I'm off Friday and it's a short week.
Yeah.
So, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing the less work this week than the hosts of this morning.
Well, you say that.
So that's that, just to let you know.
Yeah.
But then I'll be back, so it's all right. It's all fine. Oh, my God, today's show.
Oh. Bumper jam-packed.
We've got the Karate Kid on the show.
Yes.
The actual Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is going to be on.
How cool is that?
With Jackie Chan.
Legend. Legendary
famous
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's proper famous, isn't he?
Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Unbelievable. What a man, by the way. What a man. He's broken so many.
He's broken every bone in his body, isn't he?
We interviewed him years ago. It was for the reboot of The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And what was your favourite line, Dom?
So he said, he pointed to each part of his body and said, broken, 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 broken. It was about, we counted about 27.
Yeah. It turns out he just broke his finger.
Yeah, he just broke his finger. We played the Jackie Chan broken game. Yeah.
Ow, ow. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, are you sure it's not your finger, Jackie?
Broken your finger, Jackie Chan.
Could be my finger, yeah, it could be my finger. So he's going to be on. By the way, we're live if you want to watch us this morning. I don't know how I look. I think I've got something in my eye. I've got something in my left eye.
Oh.
Oh, it's just not awake yet. Then I've got a little mark under my right eye.
Oh.
What's going on? I don't know whether Tiff's just punching me in the night when I'm snoring.
Yeah. Could be doing that again.
Oh, she could be.
Yeah, yeah.
She confessed yesterday to something. The other night. So it must have been Monday night.
Mm.
I'm asleep. And the next thing is, it felt like the pillow kind of came out from underneath my head a bit. And I was like... Tiff kind of rolled over and I went, did you just wake me up? And she went, what? Did you just pull the pillow from under my head? She went, no. Oh. Anyway, yesterday she said, yeah, she did.
Oh, she did? Yeah. Oh, she admitted it.
Yeah, she basically just tugged the pillow like that to wake me up because I was snoring, apparently.
Right.
Apparently, I rolled over onto my back. I'm not allowed to sleep on my back, apparently.
No, but it's the comfy. I sleep on my back. It's the comfiest position to be in, I think.
Well, I'm unaware of it. I fall asleep on my side. Right, or I try to.
Yeah.
And then, but guess what? I'm only human.
Yeah.
Of flesh and blood.
Absolutely.
A mood. Human league.
That's it.
And I always end up rolling onto my back.
Mm. I find it weird when people sleep in their front.
She says to me all the time, like, try sleeping on your front.
Oh.
And I'm like,
no, what do you do with your head?
Yeah, do you just face plant the pillow?
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? Literally, what do you do?
Yeah, I think I do sometimes.
Your front? So weird.
Yeah,
the pillow away.
You move the pillow away?
Yeah.
So you're just lying on a flat mattress, down?
Yeah.
No.
No, thank you.
I am a one-pillow person now, though.
Yeah, well, that's meant to be better.
There used to be two.
Yeah, me too.
There are a million pillows on the bed before I go to bed.
Oh, well, cushions.
Cushions.
Mm. Have you got a throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a throw. Massive waste of time.
Yeah.
I spent half my time taking the throw off the bed.
I know.
And then Tiff puts it back on the bed. Then I take it off again. It's like it's like the world's calmest row.
Yeah.
How many cushions have you got on there?
Four cushions and a fifth one, which is a massive cuddly seal.
So a teddy?
It's not a teddy.
You've got four cushions.
It's about this big.
And a teddy.
It's about this big.
Yeah.
And it's...
What?
I'll show you a picture.
And what do you do with it? Do you cuddle it at night?
Sometimes.
Right.
Is it your cuddly seal?
It's... Chelsea bought it and I was like, you are not buying that. And then it arrived and I was like, it's the best thing we've ever bought.
Because?
It's so cuddly.
Oh. So you sleep with a big teddy?
No, it's not a teddy. It's a seal. Now,
right, but
I'm going to show you a picture.
But it's not a real seal.
It's not a seal, though, is it?
It's not a real seal, for clarity.
So it's a teddy?
Yeah.
It is, well...
James sleeps with a teddy.
No, just don't sleep with a teddy.
I used to sleep with teddies. There's nothing wrong with it. Did I mean, you? I was seven.
Yeah, that's it.
How do I find a photo of
it? Give them up before you get to 10, ideally, don't you?
James sleeps with a teddy.
I don't sleep with a teddy. It's a seal.
Explains so much,
I can't
doesn't...
explain how comfy it is. That's it. It's absolutely massive.
Let's have a look.
Why have you got a video of it?
Because that's when it arrived.
Who's that stroking it?
Oh, that's Chelsea.
Oh, this is weird.
It is big, isn't it?
You got a video of Chelsea stroking a seal.
It's a toy seal.
Mm-hmm. Teddy.
It's not a teddy.
Yeah, it is.
And it's absolutely enormous. And it's
does it get in the way?
It's the best.
Oh, I see. Chelsea has it between you two to keep you away from her.
No.
That's what it is.
It's not a barrier.
Yeah, it is.
It's very cute.
It is.
That's like... As it's far a furry. As a will have a pet.
It's a furry security guard. That's what it is.
Oh,
James sleeps with teddies.
Not teddy.
That's pretty really sweet. Do you kiss it goodnight and stuff?
No.
All right.
Has it got a name?
Seal.
Pretty good.
Is it Seal or Seal?
Chelsea was like, "Should we name it?" And I was like, "No, let's not go that far."
No, let's cuddle it.
Then we'll become attached to it.
Let's cuddle it in bed, but let's not name it.
Do you know what? I'm going to bring it in because you're going to be unbelievable.
James sleeps with a teddy bear. Pass it on.
Don't do that.
Oh, the WhatsApp messages are going to fly in, James.
Someone said, I don't sleep with a teddy.
He sleeps with a teddy, doesn't he?
It's James. Not. It's a seal. And if you see it, it's on Amazon. Get the extra large one. It's the best thing you'll ever buy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone says, Chelsea cuddles the radiator. No. James cuddles the seal.
No.
It's a weird little relationship, yeah, isn't it? That they
you've
got
to have advice, either of you.
I don't sit on the back and pretend to ride it, James. That's not true.
Oh, the seal. Anyway, Jackie Chan and the actual Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, on the show later.
How cool is that?
And also, not from the same movie, Karate Kid Legends.
No, he didn't make the final rehearsal.
Will be the comedian and actor, Mr. Tim Key.
Yes.
And poet.
Yeah, and successful poet, yeah. And curry lover.
Yes.
As well, yeah.
He's a curry lover.
I think he said he has three a week. Last time he was...
Should we say to him we want to go for a curry with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to go for curry with you.
Yeah.
Is it Tim who says, would you like me to be mother? Before he judo chops the poppadoms. I think I heard this story once. It might not be him.
I don't remember that being him.
James.
Did he say it on this show?
James, do you want Tim Key to be mother?
No, I don't want that.
Right.
And I think he goes... at a curry house, would you like me to be mother? And then everyone says, yeah. And then he judo chops and breaks up all.
And
the
do you remember that because that's what you do?
No, I don't.
Have you ever done... Let me in the eye.
Yeah.
Let me in the eye. Have you ever done that? Have you ever karate chopped the poppadoms after saying out loud, would you like me to be mother?
Yeah.
You've done it.
But I think it's because
that's
of
weird,
Tim.
James.
Jesus.
Slippery slope.
Jesus. I think it's because of Tim.
Right. Well, we'll ask him. I mean, it doesn't ring a bell. If any, the listeners will remember. Some of the listeners will be like, the video's gone off, apparently, says Jill.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
Felix, have you broken the video?
No, it should be working.
No.
It's working for me.
Our light's working.
No.
Hmm.
Is Felix going all northern? No.
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 James, you're right. He said it on the Off Menu podcast.
Woohoo!
Yes. Well done, James.
But it was a joke.
Was it a joke, though? I think he does do it.
So this would be great if he said it as a joke, but you've actually done it.
Mm. I do.
Do you want me to be mother?
Chop, break it up.
I remember having years ago, going for a curry with my cousin. There was a group of us after the pub, and the poppadoms turned up, and he went, oh, great, and just got his fist and went, there you go, that's better.
No.
And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No.
Do you have one each, or do you break it up?
You take one, or you break it, and you have your little section. Yeah. And also a mixture of normal and spicy.
Yeah, I think so. Spicy on the top, because they're smaller, aren't they? Oh, I love poppadoms.
I do.
Mm, I love a curry.
I've not had a curry for ages.
Neither have I.
I mean, I say not for ages, and we're talking hours.
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night, in fact.
It's funny, isn't it? You never work it out, do you? You always over order.
Yeah, always.
You never go.
No.
Do you know what? I'm just going to have chicken tikka masala and some rice, please, because I'll be full.
Mm. Yeah, no.
No, it has to be onion bhajis. Well, all the poppadoms.
Yeah.
All the dips. Onion bhajis.
Bit of sagaloo.
Half your mates start because they don't want it.
Yeah.
Curry. Rice. You want your own rice. Ain't sharing rice. Keema naan. That's what you want. Yeah. So then you're halfway through the curry, which is delicious, and you're like, your stomach's going, please, no more. Please. Plus, the drink of choice is generally lager.
Yeah. Cobra or...
Kingfisher.
Kingfisher, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Listen, Aylesbury's texting saying you can tell Pip, but there's no woman on the show. The studio looks a mess.
Whoa!
First of all, Liz, sexist.
Yeah.
What sexist thing to say in 2025?
Yeah.
What, is cleaning a woman's job, is it, Liz?
Don't think so.
We're all very house proud.
What's it?
Is it the mess in the corner there?
It's
a bit of packaging. It's
the shot of, but I don't know what you'd see. Look at my area's clean.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning, ladies.
You've got a clean area.
Let me tell you. Got a very clean area this morning. You can watch this on Global Play if you like. You can see James moving his mustard coloured rucksack.
Yeah.
That must have been in the sale.
It was.
Yeah. No one's choosing that colour.
It's orange.
It's very orange.
I chose that, I wanted it.
Anyway, so Tim Key will be on the show later, and you can ask him about the poppadom thing.
Yes, do. Make sure you do.
I'll tell him I do it.
You do do it.
You do do it.
Make sure you do do it.
Would you like me?
Oh, that was like George from...
don't do
that again. That's very strange.
Got some secret audio of James Robinson, which we've been sent in from a listener. They met him at some CD club.
Right.
Can't go into too much details, but they've got some audio from James from a CD club.
Oh, awesome.
In London.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't go to a CD club.
Yeah, you do.
No, I think I do. Let's
see if I can just get this right.
It's about this big. It's absolutely massive, absolutely enormous.
Wow, there you go.
What club was that?
It's quite an echoey club.
Yeah, well...
You were there early.
With some good mics. Yeah.
Gosh. I deleted the Global Player app and reinstalled it. How do I change the icon back to Radio X, please? For God's sake.
Now, I managed to do that. I can't remember how I did it, though. It's quite easy, though, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in your settings.
Yeah, go to your settings.
On Global Player, go to settings.
Oh, yeah, the video is not working.
What's going on?
Oh, it's on mine. It's not on yours.
Let me open up Global Player, the official Radio X app. So that's me.
Yeah.
So look, there you go.
I've got it.
I am. That's me live. There I am.
Yeah.
Look at it. Magic. I love the fact we stream the first half of the first 25 minutes every day. It's good, isn't it?
Is it working for you now, James?
Are you back in?
Good.
I've got my favourite radio stations all saved. So I can just, at the touch of a button.
It's very clever, isn't it?
Radio X is number one. And then in no particular order, LBC, Capital Dance, Heart 80s, Smooth Chill, Gold Radio. The last one is Radio X Oasis, so I can hit it quickly.
Yes.
Which is our new spin-off station, which is playing nothing but Oasis 24 hours a day.
I tell you what, that show. It does get you in the mood, though.
Yeah, it
I was
really
listening
does.
Yesterday afternoon for a little bit. It does get you in the mood.
It's great, isn't it? Even our slightly annoying voiceover man, it sounds good on there.
Even, yeah.
He sounds like a really angry dog.
Yeah, he's loving it as well, isn't he?
Radio Oh, Rose. All right, relax, love.
Can I remember what his name is? I want to call him Duncan, it's not.
Yeah, call him Duncan.
Yeah. Duncan. Good voiceover work.
Is Duncan. Anyone called Duncan anymore?
Not many. Not many. You've got Gucci and Ballantyne, that's about it.
Yeah. No one's looking at a beautiful baby boy and going, oh, what are you going to call him? Going to call him Duncan? Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Dunk, for sure.
No.
No.
Dunks.
We'll have Duncans listening now, probably. Morning, Duncans.
Hey, there's a weird thing. I've just seen a picture of Ian Dale on Global Player as I was switching the app off.
Yes.
He pretty much all but blanked us the other day, didn't he, when he walked past us in the corridor?
He was very, yes, he was busy, shall we say, to be polite. He legged it past us, didn't he?
Have you said something about him?
No.
Been off?
He's, well, not for ages.
Well, he's poor man's Nick Ferrari, but I've that? Never said anything horrible or no. out of order.
Okay.
He used to be, was it our podcast he used to love?
Still does.
Yeah.
Still. And he loves everything about the show apart from one feature.
Oh, that's right.
Is it reverse words?
Reverse words,
He hates reverse
Doesn't
words.
Doesn't like reverse words, yeah.
Hey, can we do reverse words with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
What else have I got to tell you about? Yeah, not a lot, really. Mm. Oh. Oh, I could really bore you with something.
Go on.
I did my fastest 5K run in a long while yesterday.
Oh, well done you.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've slowed my running down.
Okay.
The last couple of years.
Right.
Because I'm getting old.
How fast did you do a 5K in?
I don't know.
Okay. Ah. You don't know? You haven't got a time?
No. I can work it out.
Right.
But I don't. So, hold on.
Because Lucy does 5Ks like two or three times a week now. And okay. She did her fastest one yesterday.
I think.
So I know what to...
I think it was 26 minutes.
Okay. So she did hers in half an hour and she was really
pleased. That's really good.
Yeah. 26 minutes?
Really good. So I've got a Peloton treadmill and you've got all these different classes and different programs.
Yeah.
And they have these pace setters. So you've got like a 12-minute mile.
Right.
11-minute mile, 10-minute mile, 9-minute mile, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Do you know what I'll do? I'll do a 5K. I'll do a 10-minute. I'll do a 10-minute. Should I do a 9-minute? I'll do a 10-minute. Should I do 9 minutes? And I hit the 9-minute button. Mm. Now, why I did this, I have no idea.
Right.
Because I'm slowed down with my running.
Mm.
And so I've not run a 5K in under... Like, I'll do about 30 minutes.
Right.
But, so this is 9-minute miles. So that's 27 minutes to do... 3 miles.
Yes.
And then you've got like another minute or so. So you're looking at just over 28 minutes.
Okay.
28 minutes, something like that. And because I'm a stupid man.
Right.
They're like, all right. So I'm like, okay, so I need to be running slightly faster than 9-minute miles.
Hmm.
So I did. And then I'm like, okay, this is hard. This is too fast.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll run faster for a couple of minutes and then save that time so that I can run slower later. And then I'm working out, actually, I'm saving only seconds here. So I need to maintain the
faster
speed.
Yeah.
And then you've got the audio commentary of one of the instructors and they're like, all right, let's do a burst. Let's just do a little burst of... Right, everybody just speed up for a bit. So then I speed up a bit more. And then I'm like, hold on a second, I'm going to be well quick here. But I'm really tired.
Yeah. Well, there is that as well, isn't it?
And I know I won't be able to get out of bed or walk tomorrow.
No.
But I'm That's here now. Though. Let's just see if I
do
can
you
do
ache
it.
Today?
My legs ache, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was pretty impressed.
Pretty good, that.
I made a note. 8 minutes, 44 seconds. A mile on
right.
average.
Very good.
I'm pleased with that because I'm 30 now, you see, Don.
Yeah, that's it. Once you hit 30, it's different, isn't it?
It starts to slow down a little bit. So,
yeah,
that was my nerdy thing yesterday. I was very happy with that.
It's actually very good, that.
Yeah.
I haven't run for ages.
Neither have I. I'm not a runner.
3 months, and then that was one.
2005.
It's not natural.
No.
And also, the jury's out on whether or not it's actually good for you or not.
It's not great for your knees, I don't think.
Do you know what is good?
Driving's faster.
Walking.
Walking is good for you.
Walking is still good exercise.
Yes.
And there is an argument for, well, if walking works for you, why are we running?
Yeah. Yeah, we're built to walk, aren't we? I don't know if we're built to run.
Well, I think that back in the day, you know, when people were like hunters and gatherers.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd have to like run and catch, I don't know.
Yeah.
Cows.
That's
so you could eat them.
Let's say you run and catch a
tackle
cow.
Tackle them.
That kind of thing. Get them in an headlock. Yeah. You know, ruffle your knuckles into their head. Go here, you. Yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And all of that. Whereas now, I mean, it is crazy now when you think about it that you just literally press a couple of buttons on your phone and you can have, within reason, any food you like delivered to your door.
It's too easy, isn't it?
I mean, the next step has got to be it turns up literally in bowls ready to eat.
Yeah.
Or somebody, with the lid off.
Somebody literally feeds you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Yeah. If you want that, I bet that's available.
Have you still got a milkman?
Yes. We do.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a milkman.
We do have a milkman. There's a pint of milk this morning outside the front of the house. I think it comes at like midnight, like as in the night before, rather than like early morning rounds and stuff. Yeah, very late at night. But he's got an electric milk vehicle.
Milk flow,
I guess. So you don't hear it.
What else does your milkman do?
We only get milk, but I think he'll do everything. Bread, orange juice.
Bread!
That everything. Sort of stuff, I think. So.
Eggs.
Eggs, probably.
Magazines.
I mean, if you know the right people.
And do you know your milkman?
No, I've never seen him. He exists because we get milk, but I've never seen him.
And do you pay online?
Yes. Yeah,
I remember the day they used to come to the door, you'd have to pay him.
Yeah, get your milk money out.
So it'd be like, on a Thursday, we'd be like, oh, the milkman's coming around, we've got to make sure we pay him.
Yeah, no, I think you pay online, I think, pay monthly, I think.
And do you leave your old bottles, old mags on the doorstep?
Not the mags.
Do you rinse them?
Got to rinse them.
The bottles.
Got to rinse them, take the tops off and rinse them.
What do you do with the bottle tops?
Stick them in recycling, I think.
Oh, you don't make things out of it.
You used to. Now, have I made that up? You used to collect them and send them off to somewhere and you get like 10p for like 1,000 of them or something like that. Was that a thing?
I don't know.
Did you give them to schools?
What, the foil top bit?
Yeah, because they used to make stuff, didn't they, for kids?
And do you get, what milk do you get?
So I don't drink milk. So I'm the only one who doesn't drink milk. I think Red Top.
Mm.
What's Red Top? Skimmed?
Skimmed?
Yeah, Red Top, I think.
So you don't get the full, the bottles with the cream at the top?
No.
So is that still a thing?
When I used to drink milk, you get the blue top.
Right.
Which was full fat, full of everything. Yeah. We get red top. What's the green one then? Semi-skimmed.
Semi-skimmed. Mm. But you used to get cream at the top of the pint.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Don't like all that. It's like skin on custard. No.
No, our kid used to love the cream.
No.
It'd be a race to see who could get the cream.
Really?
Yeah, and he'd have a bit of cream and all his cornflakes or cereal, whatever it was. Ricicles, whatever he had.
It's too claggy.
We always had boring cereal because we had no money.
Ricicles were cool.
I told you what we used to have a tin of biscuits.
Mm.
We had a little biscuit tin.
Mm.
And they were thin arrowroot biscuits.
Yes, arrowroot, yeah.
Which are possibly the most boring biscuits in the world. And occasionally, as a treat, we might get some clubs.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh.
Clubs are fun.
Orange ones.
Yeah, or mint.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
And then if my mum or dad lost their mind, we'd get United chocolate biscuits.
Oh, now they are good.
United.
Yeah. The most boring biscuit ever is rich tea.
Oh, no, you've not had a thin arrowroot biscuit.
Rich tea served no purpose whatsoever.
Boring.
Yeah, really boring biscuits.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's no chocolate hobnob, is it?
Yeah, we were poor when we were growing up. We had a lovely time. Everything was fine.
Mm.
Didn't know any better.
Mm.
But yeah. I told you that story that Mum hates me telling. I wanted that rainbow comic in the...
Oh, yeah.
In the newsagents.
With Jeffrey on the front page.
It was too expensive because it was 50p.
And she
was like, we can't afford that.
Mm.
But equally, my life growing up was a bit weird because as a treat, occasionally, I was allowed to buy a packet of chocolate cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing.
They were chocolate cigarettes for kids wrapped in edible paper that came in a packet that looked like a cigarette packet.
Mm. Yeah.
And they were sold to kids
So you'd have little toddlers walking around pretending they were smoking.
Yeah,
you get. And then would eat the chocolate cigarette.
You get a little superhero card in it as well.
What on earth were we thinking?
I know, because Superman didn't smoke, famously, did he? So.
Well, his arch nemesis was Nick O'Teen.
Nick O'Teen, exactly.
How mad is that when you think about it? No chocolate cigarettes.
No wonder everyone
missed loved them as well.
Oh, they're great.
My mum didn't smoke, my dad didn't smoke, I didn't smoke, but I loved the chocolate cigarette.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still getting. It's all right there. I should go around handing around nurseries.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that bombshell, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Dominic Byrne's got your news next. We need to wave now. Bye-bye, y'all. See you later. The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shottily Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand-finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shottily Fabulous. So, don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating. Or this large windproof umbrella. Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. 3 confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. Thanks for listening to the show. Good morning. Hope you had a good sleep. Hope you're feeling fit, raring to go. And it's Wednesday already because of the bank holiday weekend. Dominic Byrne's got your news, sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, police have until this lunchtime to question a man arrested after a car hit a crowd of people at Liverpool's trophy parade. The 53-year-old is being held on suspicion of attempted murder. 50 people, including children, were injured on Bank Holiday Monday. George Sefton is the stadium announcer at Anfield.
It's such a wonderful day. I'm thinking that forevermore, when people talk about winning the Premier League in 2025, that's all people will remember. The disaster at the end of it.
Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk says his thoughts and prayers are with everybody affected. In other news, police chiefs and MI5 are warning plans to release prisoners early could pose a threat to public safety. They also want more money for policing. The government says the most dangerous offenders will be kept off the streets, though. London's mayor has backed calls for the possession of small amounts of natural cannabis to be made legal. Sir Sadiq Khan says there's an evidence-based case for it. The King has been given a standing ovation in Canada's parliament after speaking about how the country should stay strong and free. Charles never mentioned Donald Trump, but it follows the US president suggesting the country should become America's 51st state. And a test flight for the space